Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Yvan Delaplace. I'm an investment specialist at UBP. And today, to celebrate the fifth anniversary of UBAM Europe Sustainable Small Cap, we would like to highlight the following key takeaways. European small cap companies offer attractive investment opportunities compared to the large cap segment. UBAM Europe Sustainable Small Cap Equity has delivered a strong performance on both a long and short-term basis and in different market configuration compared to its benchmark, losing less in down market, outperforming in up markets. With a portfolio turnover of 28%, the fund has been prepared for 2022 and beyond. And assets under management have been growing steadily, reaching 111 million of euro at the end of last year. Let's start with the first section. The European small cap segment has delivered a plus 381% of outperformance since the end of 2000 versus the MSCI Europe net total return. This superior alpha can be explained by the following elements: less analyst coverage, less passive investing, higher percentage of family-owned business, and more M&A takeover candidates. Now, looking at the fund, it has delivered a strong performance since the beginning of the pandemic and since its launch. Since the 1st January 2020 versus the benchmark, the fund has done 42% and the benchmark 29.5%. Looking at the performance since launch, the 16th December 2016, the fund has done 83% and the benchmark 72.9%. For this reason, it is really interesting to look at the investment philosophy behind the results. Our edge over the competition lies in investing in sustainable, quality growth business models that are well-financed, well-managed, have a competitive advantage and high or improving returns, have exposure to growing end markets, and finally implement strong ESG standards and ambitious sustainability strategies. Since the 1st January 2020, the numbers have been in step with the investment philosophy. Compared with the MSCI Europe Small Cap Net Return, the fund has demonstrated higher returns and sharp ratios for a similar level of risk. More interestingly, the fund has been outperforming in all market configurations, losing less in down markets and outperforming in up markets. In 2021, the fund returned a net performance of 23.14% in line with its benchmark, which delivered 23.82%. During 2021, the exposure to technology and consumer-related stocks, which continued to provide strong relative returns, was actively managed. Holdings of underappreciated quality companies, which tend to benefit from what seems a strong approach to sustainability, were added to. Mersen, in advanced materials and electrical power, stands to benefit from its exposure to sustainable development focus areas such as solar, silicon carbide, and electric vehicles, as well as improving trends from process industry customers. Uponor, in building materials, strong offering in plastic piping systems and indoor climate solution, which facilitate more efficient use of water and energy in buildings. And finally, Van Lanschot, financial services, should benefit from a renewed focus on less capital-intensive private wealth and asset management activities and away from SME corporate lending. Please note that these companies should not be considered as recommended for purchase or sale. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any question or visit our website, ubp.com. Thank you!